as each of us placed Blue Harvest in front of him. His agent leaned against the wall, jiggling the change in his pocket, looking through the window into the darkness. It was my turn, and Pugin smiled without really looking at me. "Who should I inscribe it to?" "Your greatest fan," I said, and burst into tears. I leaned forward and touched his fingers. "You are beautiful." The agent, roused to action, slapped my hand away. "No touching, I think you should leave." "Not until he signs my book," I said, dashing away my tears. The small crowd of dignitaries and fans remaining in the room stared at the spectacle of the agent's attempts to drag me away. I came close to kneeing him in the groin. Tom Pugin sighed. "Leave her alone, Mark." Pugin said, "Do you have any idea how often I get propositioned on these tours? I'm very tired. We've been on the road for 4 weeks. I'm sure you're usually a nice young woman, but I'm going back to my hotel room to crash out. We're travelling to Kidderminster tomorrow." He signed the book and handed it to me. "I'm pleased you enjoyed my verse," he said kindly. Before the agent could stop me, I leaned forward and kissed Pugin on the lips. Then I strode through the open door.